Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. Well, we're live.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
All right. Just like that. We're not even, no pre-show today. Oh, they hung up. Never mind. Call wait. Oh, no, they're back. All right, here we go.
Hey, they're back.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Oh, what up, dudes?
What up?
This is Eric from Washington State, man. Fucking Bigfoot country.
Fuck yeah, woo. Eric. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. How are you boys tonight going?
Just starting. It's going well.
Right on. So I just have a little short story, you know, of a possible triangle sighting. I'm not too sure because I only saw it for like literally 5 seconds.
Let's hear it.
So back in September 4th, 2020, I was driving down Highway 9 entering Lake Stevens Frontier Village area here in Washington, like I said. And there was three perfectly spaced pale lights, you know what I mean, along a section of Highway 9 where there's no roadside lights, and the oncoming traffic, like the way I was looking out the passenger side window of the car, it was kind of odd. Like, there's no way that those reflections could line up. Anyway, so I'm staring at this thing. I'm trying to get my dad to stop, but he just keeps cruising because, you know, we're trying to get to work. So trees kind of blockade the area where I'm trying to see this thing, and right when it clears again, it's gone. There's just no lights at all.
Weird.
And that's pretty much all I have, you know. It was just a really quick thing, you know, and it could be anything. Who knows?
But you said it was a, you thought it was a, like a triangle shape?
Yeah, because like the three pale circles of light, like they were white and they were perfectly spaced out. And it was about 80 to 100 feet, let's say, above the house tops. Because where I was looking off to the right side of Highway 9, it's kind of a residential area.
Right.
Yeah, so it was just a little odd. You know, I could have been mistaken. It was 5:13 in the morning, you know, just waking up. It could have been anything. But I just thought it was kind of odd, and it kind of burned into my memory, you know.
Yeah. Any sound or anything else of note besides just like the fleeting glance of like what looked like a triangle UFO?
Not at all. Like literally nothing. I'm going across, what is that? The Highway 9 trestle? Highway 2. So where Highway 9 and Highway 2 kind of connect, you can see a broad spectrum of the skyline of Frontier Village. And I can visibly see the neighborhood where it was at. And there's just nothing in the sky or above the houses or anything like that. It's very bizarre.
Weird.
Were the three lights like in a formation? Were they like in a plane, or were they like I don't know, how to, like horizontally wise? Like how were they spaced out? Or?
Yeah. So the three lights, they were horizontal and they were steady. Like they were not moving as we are traveling, and the speed limit on that road is 45 miles an hour.
They didn't look like they're moving. It looked like it was hovering in the, like the horizon.
Yeah, like, okay, so the direction this highway goes, it neighbors a neighborhood, you know, and above those houses is where it was just sitting, and that's the only word I can use to describe it. Because as we were moving, that's what makes me cut out the oncoming traffic, because these lights, they were steady. They were just staying above these houses.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's it was weird enough that you made note of it, and... So it was, I don't know what it could be.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it could be anything. Early mornings, right? So, shit.
Well, we're going to go with aliens on that one for sure. Because we can.
Oh, yeah, man. Honestly, I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys and say you're doing an amazing job. I love listening to you.
Hey, thanks,
going
brother.
Going through my mundane week. So
we appreciate it.
All righty, man. Cheers. Fucking El Nasi's out there.
He's
going to find it.
Let's hope.
You know it, buddy.
All right, thanks for the call. Bye. Boom, seen something weird. Couldn't explain it. Call us. That's what you got to do.
I mean, I feel that, though. I see a ton of weird shit when I get up for work in the morning, and I just, I'm probably tired. I don't know what's going on here. Just going to keep doing my
You
thing
just don't
here.
Want to admit that you've seen something weird, something that might
it
be
happened,
able to scare you.
Like, a lot of time when I was up north, because we'd have that big sky, and I'd be out on the highway, like, and it's just a straight line. So you're looking at the exact same horizon. It feels like forever. And you would see, I'd see, like, shooting stars and weird shit, and I'd always be like, what the hell was that? But same thing. Hadn't had a coffee, so I can't trust my judgment at that point.
No.
You know, probably shouldn't even be driving.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Guys walking into work like Bigfoot's like reading a newspaper on a bench outside your building.
Growl
like
out
UFOs flying all over the place and whatever. And you're just like, oh, just coffee.
Big gulps, eh? See you later.
Well, see you later.
We got someone on the line here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yo, what is up, guys?
Yo, yo, yo.
What is up?
What's your name? Where are you
bringing the energy?
This is Josie from Newport Beach, Orange County, California.
Woo. God damn, thanks for calling. Nice weather, I'm sure, down there.
Oh, dude, it's hot as fuck. It's not that cool.
Too hot. Too nice, you're saying.
It's all right. You know, I won't complain. You know, I've heard Canada has some pretty crazy weather.
Forest fires and winter. That's what it seems like lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But, hey, what are we talking about tonight?
Whatever you want. You got a story, a theory, a question? No holds barred.
All right. Hey, I'm going to call it a UFO story, for lack of a better word.
Nice.
This happened 2015, summer of 2015. Over here in Newport Beach, California.
Alrighty.
So this happened with me and my uncle, and I actually put him on you guys. He's an ATT fan now, so I'm pretty sure he's either listening right now or he's gonna hear me tell the story. But nice. So this happened around. What's up?
Nice. No, keep going. You're good.
So this happened around 3 a.m. during summer. I don't know the exact month, but around 3 a.m. we're walking home from a friend's house, and I was sober. My uncle, I think he took a couple bong hits, nothing crazy. Walking home, right? And as we're walking home, oh man, the the sky started to light up like white. Like I would, you could stick your hand out in front of you and you wouldn't be able to see your hand because it got so white. And like it started to glow really slow, like you guys know like tubes, like on a tube amp or something, how they kind of take a while to like,
yep,
to get to glow.
For sure.
Yep.
So that was going on, right? And like it got so white, and then like a flick of a switch, it just turned off, and you hear the loudest fucking boom, it sounded like an explosion, just boom, and oh man, we're freaked out. We fucking ran home.
No kidding.
It was pretty intense. And I got home. I'm laying down in bed. I'm texting my uncle like, hey, that shit was wild, right? And he was like, yeah, dude. Like I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm pretty faded. It was pretty scary. And like maybe 10 minutes after I'm laying down, you can hear jets. In the sky, and we have Boeing, and like down the street from where I live, and it was during summer, so we also have air shows going on, but I don't think the jets would be going off like that late at night, to be honest.
No,
probably that early in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking there was something crazy going on.
Something crazy. Give us your craziest. What do you think? Let's get wild on the theory.
Dude, I'm being real with you. I think we witnessed a UFO taking off.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know, it was
and
fucking
maybe the,
bright.
The bang was it either like, you know, that's breaking the sound barrier or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%.
Like, do you think it was leaving?
Dude, I think so, because like you can hear the jets. After you can hear the jets, and you can hear the same, almost like a similar boom, but nowhere near as loud as the fucking light.
Huh. And then that, shortly after, it seemed like there was some other aircraft in the sky. Something followed.
Yeah,
it.
Like you can hear them. They sounded like jets. The ones that do like air shows and shit like that. And that was probably like 20 minutes after we ran home, and I was like already in bed, and you could hear the jets like in the sky. It was pretty crazy. Well,
I mean, 20 minutes is a good time, because you think about that, like if you saw this in real time and you know they're popping up on radar, 20 minutes to scramble jets, like that doesn't seem out of the question to me.
Like, what the fuck is that? Get the jets out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you book it home and then hide with your fucking head underneath the blankets.
That's,
I would do the same
thing.
That's
the right thing to do.
They can't hurt you when you're under the blankets.
Nope.
Everybody knows that.
Dude, it was fun. I'm being real with you. It was terrifying. I've always wanted, you know, I like sci-fi stuff, and I've always wanted to experience something, but once it actually, you see something weird, it's fucking terrifying.
I bet. I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, and I posted it on Facebook, and I was trying to see if maybe like our newspaper or something say anything about it, but nothing. I didn't see nothing about it.
Nothing. So summer 2015, UFO. If anyone in the area, Newport Beach,
Orange County area, saw a light and a giant bang.
So you said you posted that on the Facebook group or on the public Facebook page?
I think on his Facebook.
Oh, just my Facebook page. Like, I just wanted to see if anybody saw anything or heard anything on my personal page. And, yeah, I didn't get nothing.
Weird. Yeah, genuine UFO right there, I would say.
Oh, buddy, it was fucking terrifying, man. But, you know, ever since then, never saw anything ever again.
Well, make sure to keep those eyes on the skies, and if you see something else, call back.
Oh, yeah, 100%, 100%, fellas. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Hope you guys have a good one and stay safe with the fires up there.
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Right.
Home 2 UFOs kick it off tonight.
That'd be an interesting one, because that's a loud, like a loud bang, and he's hearing the jets after that early in the morning. It does, like, on paper, that sounds that's suspect.
Especially, like, you'd think other people would be coming forward to that same experience, too. if you heard the loud bang and jets flying over, like that's.
First part sounded before, you know, running into UFO and extraterrestrial theories, like the first description sounds like an airburst meteor. Like you have a bright going in there and then it pops and then whatever. But if there were jets afterwards, whether or not those are part of, I mean, they could have been flying night ops. They could have been doing plenty of things, but
I think it was an airburst UFO leaving Earth. Right.
I don't like, yeah, it's if it were a bang or like the UFO like came through or something like that, I don't know why you would send jets and not helicopters. Cause I mean, jets are normally for intercept or something like that. Like you
going after
want to send helicopters for recovery effort or something like that.
But
maybe it didn't crash, right? Maybe it didn't crash. It took off and these things were going to meet. Maybe it was at a different location now and they had it on radar and these things were just headed in its direction.
I like that.
Could be.
All right, let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Well, if it isn't the AT&T crew, how's it going, guys?
AT&T, what's the slogan? If
I had one chance.
I actually need help.
Do you want to talk about your internet services or what?
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all good,
what's up,
buddy?
Guys? This is Mike Pistachio from Altoona, Pennsylvania. What's up? Mike,
this whole show's now, we can't monetize it because he said that. You know that.
Yeah,
you
sewered us,
really
bro.
You really screwed us there with that.
We
don't make any money.
I really fucked the pooch on this one, boys. I'm so sorry about that. I'm
going to
drink a beer for that.
We'll let it slide. Okay, you drink a beer, we'll call it even. No worries.
All right, sounds good, man. You guys down for a good gay story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right. Fuck yeah. Let's do this thing. So back in 2005, I was starting college at Penn State in Pennsylvania down here. And we moved into this apartment. I moved in with my little brother and another guy. And we moved into this third floor apartment above a jewelry store. And just like a little bit of an out, like the layout of the area. Connected to our building, so there was like a little bit of like a, I guess there would be like a walkway from, you know, one side of the building to the other across the roof. And so that was our layout. And the first couple of days, I started seeing weird shit happen. Like my doors in my bedroom would close by themselves, and I'd hear just like weird ass noises in the middle of the night, and just kind of felt uneasy about things. And so I called the handyman because my heater was broken in my room, and the guy came in, and he was like, "Have you been seeing some like weird shit in this apartment?" I was like, "Well, we just moved in, but yeah, shit's been kind of getting crazy here, and you know, I didn't really know anything about it." He's like, "Dude, the last three people that lived here all saw shit." And he's like, "Doors opening, lights flickering." I was like, "Dude, what?" So we were stuck in a lease in a college town. You can't break a lease or you're gonna pay.
Yeah, pay big.
Yeah. So we were like, "All right, well, we're gonna have to do this thing." So I just kind of like ignored it. You know, I was like, it's not bothering me. I'm not gonna bother it. And then one day I came home from class and I walked through the apartment, through my brother's room into my room because I was on the end. And I noticed on his bed was a bloody tissue. I'm just like, "What the fuck is this bloody tissue doing on this bed?" So I called him. I was like, "Hey, Mike, did you have a nosebleed or did you hurt yourself or some shit?" And he's like, "No, man, I've been in class all day." I was like, "Okay." So I called my roommate and I was like, "Hey, bro, did you have like a nosebleed or did you hurt yourself?" He's like, "No, man, I'm actually in Philadelphia right now." And I'm just like, "What the fuck?" So there was this bloody tissue on a bed. And so I called the cops because I was like, "I don't know what to do, really. It was like blood in my house." So I called the cops and the guy's like, "Well, I guess I'll just take this down. I'll just take this downtown. Not really sure what I'm going to do with it." I'm like, "I get that." But I also told my dad and he started doing research and he said that there was a girl that lived there back in the 70s. She used to work at the restaurant down the street that was connected to my building. And there was a stalker that stalked this woman and ran across the roofs, jumped through her kitchen window and stabbed her like 89 times, jumped Jesus. Back out the window, and they never caught the guy, right? Oh. And I swear to God, dudes, it was 75 years since that had happened. 75 to the, like the year. It was really creepy. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? I guess it was like 40 years. Sorry. I got my numbers confused. But like in the 70s, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And now he's elderly hanging out in your apartment when you're not there having nosebleeds.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Chances
I guess so, man. It was just something kind of like that. And I was just like, oh my God, like what? Like now like blood's appearing in my house. And so I was like, okay, we're going to move from my bedroom out to the living room because we didn't have AC at the time either. So I was like, but I don't really even, you know, I was like, I don't want to deal with that. So I had my girlfriend stay over a couple nights. And in the middle of the night, I'm blind, by the way, pretty much. Like, I need glasses to see, so I can't really see far away. And I was sleeping, and
so
I woke up.
So everyone's a shadow person.
everything is, man. So this all could be, like, some rando in my house. But I woke up at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I noticed this white fog in our kitchen. And it floated by, and then it disappeared. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what the hell is going on in my apartment? And my girlfriend at the time sat straight up and she was like, fuck this, and she left, and we broke up. She broke up with me that next day because she was terrified of my apartment.
Yeah, because she found out you're using her as bait. You're like, I'm gonna trip her and I'm gonna run right? as fast as I can and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
exactly. I was like, that is probably a good call. It's pretty
living
good
in
call.
A haunted house.
I
mean,
yeah, I get that. I would do the same. So like, I feel you. So I was like, all right. So I was single again, and I was having a couple friends over one night. We were smoking a bunch of weed on the couch, and the lights started flickering in the fucking kitchen again, and all the doors of my house closed at the same time.
Oh, no.
And I swear to God, guys, there were three other people to witness this, including my brother. It was in his room. I went out to the kitchen, and all of our kitchen knives were sitting out, all of them sitting out on the kitchen counter.
Break that fucking lease.
Run away.
Get the fuck out of there, dude.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though, dudes. I never felt negative energy towards her, towards the entity in general. No, it wasn't even that. Even seeing him out, I was just like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe like a feeling. And I was just like, maybe she's trying to tell us something. So I was like talking to my little brother, and I was like, do you think she's trying to like get us to help her find out who her killer is? And I was like, I was like, man, I feel like I'm in a Scooby-Doo movie now. And I was just like, nah, we're not going to go down that road. But I ended up moving in with another person a couple weeks later, and we fucking said goodbye to that apartment. But I never found out what happened to it. But it was crazy shit. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, some weird.
I know, man.
So you got
poltergeist.
Well, we've talked about that though. Like those certain areas that are just heavier than other places, right? Because they've shit's happened there. They've had experiences. Got, something's attached to that.
Like a trap. You got a trap spirit.
Poltergeist. I feel like it's kind of like trauma too. Like the intensity of which she like died, like 87 times get stabbed. It's pretty, that's gnarly. So like, I don't know, like maybe that there was like a, you know, reflection of that somehow. I don't know. It's all paranormal.
Blows my mind. They never caught this dude. Like within a few hours later, you're telling me no one came into the emergency room with like glass fucking cuts all over them from jumping through a fucking window.
He stitched himself, man.
Well, the window was open, man. She was doing her dishes and she had the window wide open and he just jumped
fucking
through
like
it.
Bay windows? Like they had to be fucking huge. Like just to jump through them.
I think he went in like legs first.
Or did he go like full send, like full horizontal?
I just picture
like
those
the window.
With like the fire escape though, you know, where you climb up all those into the window.
Is there a chance? Cool, like, so you said this was in the 70s?
Yeah, in the 70s. Yeah, like 70, 74.
What's that one guy that was pretty active in California in the 70s? Is it
Pennsylvania?
Well, it's not California.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
We're in Yinzer country here, buddy.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought I made a good connection.
Right in the middle
for guys.
No, this is.
Yeah, that's a fuck story, man. That's how much longer did you stay there? Do you finish your four? Like, were there for 4 years or what?
Oh, no, no, dude. Well, I went there for 4 years, but I only stayed in that apartment for a semester. And luckily, whenever our semester ended, it was pretty much right after we were all smoking weed and saw all the doors and shit close, and that was fucked up. But yeah, I moved into another place after that.
I mean, it didn't follow you, man. The evil force didn't follow you to the next place or anything.
No, that's another reason why I think that's like another reason why I think it was like a non-hostile entity, because it didn't really follow me around. Maybe it was just like a, you know, like, well, I got fucked up. Can you please help me? kind of thing.
Okay. So. Penn State shower rooms are safer than that apartment. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me started, bro. Don't get down that road. We're not going to get down the road.
Anyways, next call. All right,
well, gents, hey, it was good talking to you. You guys take it easy, and I'll post whenever I'm off block because I get banned because I talk to Nazis like shit. So.
Good.
All right, hey, thanks for the story. It was a good one. We appreciate it.
See you, gents.
Bye.
Take care, buddy. That's fucked. That's terrifying. Dude, without even knowing that story, doors are opening by themselves or closing. That's enough.
That's enough.
That's fucking enough.
See ya.
It's drafty. Oh, it's fucking drafty. And doors are closed. Fuck you. I'm out of here. Bye.
I don't know how cheap rent would have to be for me to live there.
But you would live there for cheap rent, though, as you're saying.
Yeah. I just don't know the number.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah, he could put a number on
there
that.
There is a number. There's a like, number.
Definitely, no, I have a number in my head. What would it be?
Well, right now rent's like $1,000 a room. So if you get half price rent, you could deal with a little poltergeist.
Nope.
No. Yeah,
especially
non-malicious.
Andrew sleeps outside at this point. He's not even in that place. All right, let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah.
Hi. I've talked to you guys so much on Messenger and stuff. I'm the girl that works at Tesla.
Oh, shit. Tesla. When's our interview with Elon coming here?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, if I could get an interview with him, that guy's crazy, man.
Jog our memories. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Gia, and I'm calling from San Francisco.
San Fran. Awesome. Thanks for the call.
Yes. It's nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, likewise. What do you got for us tonight?
Not really much. I just wanted to call in and say hi. You guys are the first people I contact anytime I see something weird in the sky.
Oh, perfect.
And we haven't really had anything normal.
As it should be. Yeah.
We are all well-versed experts in UFO and atmospheric phenomena.
And the weird, yeah.
And the weird, yeah.
What do you do at Tesla?
I do production control, so it's like shipping and receiving of parts.
Probably busy as hell, I'd imagine. Isn't Tesla the highest selling automobile now? Something like that?
Probably. I just got off work right now. I'm exhausted. But
how's Tesla treating their employees? Pretty good?
I'd say pretty good. I've been there for almost 6 years, so they're doing something right.
Good. Better than most, hopefully.
Yeah,
making all that money, they better be paying their people.
Yeah. Yeah. Might move up to Canada, though, because I'm tired of the wildfires here. So.
Whoa. Easy.
Don't come to BC.
Don't come here. Well, yeah. It's just as bad.
You guys are on fire, too?
Yeah, we're in
West Coast is on fire.
Yeah, we're in BC. Yeah, it's like whole West Coast all the way up through Canada. It's just burning.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we're pretty bad over here, too. Pretty bad.
Yeah, I think Northern California and Portland and stuff, they get about the same amount of fires, but it seems like because there's more people that they lose towns on a more regular basis. What's that one town?
My aunt lost.
What's Paradise or whatever? It's burned twice now, like to the ground, and they just rebuild it and it burns again.
My aunt lost her house in Paradise. Name
for Paradise. Yeah, Paradise ain't the right term for that one, I don't think.
Yeah, she lost her house there. And then my uncle, who, like my aunt and uncle are married, he had a house in Boulder Creek and they lost that the following year. Fuck. And then they had another house in Pollock Pines and that's gone now.
Wow, that's
what?
A terrible
so 3 years
that's
in a
record,
row.
Man.
That's
three
the worst
years
luck.
In a row.
That's insane.
Hopefully they had
at least they probably, by the end of it, they probably didn't have anything to burn. They're like, wow, house is gone.
House is gone. Take a double insurance policy out on it, just in case.
Even where we are, though, like the smoke is so bad, like you can't, you don't even want to go outside sometimes.
Yeah, we had that here for a while, but it's cleared up for the most part, but it was bad for a while.
Yeah, that's why I sound this way, because every single year I get bronchitis with a fire. So
just you're pretty much just smoking a pack a day, but you're not even smoking. You're just trying to live.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, it's
just breathing in people's houses.
Yeah, it's been tough. Hope for some better years ahead. And get rid of the drought and get some rain or something.
What's up with that harp, right? Bring us some rain.
Yeah, get some weather manipulation, some cloud seeding, something. Let's go.
Busy sending Category 4 hurricanes to Louisiana.
Yeah.
Right now. If we have any Louisiana listeners, be safe out there. Was it Ida? It's fucking slamming in.
Tearing roofs
off.
What's
crazy, though? Yeah. It's the 16th year anniversary of Katrina, and it hit today.
I know, it's the worst.
Chances of that.
Yeah.
And those storms are, like, just so powerful. They just destroy everything. Awesome.
It was just, like, super... It's 100 miles per hour wind, just, like... So, like, this is the worst storm we've had in, like, 150 years or something like that.
You know it's going to be a real bad one when you don't see, like, a Twitter video going viral of someone standing out there in short shorts holding an American flag.
Yeah.
In the heavy wind.
Running for their lives.
And then you know it's going to be a bad one. And I'm not saying anyone in Louisiana, do not do that.
Don't do it.
Take precautions.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Unless it's an ATT flag.
Yeah, I hope people who can get out, get out. And, you know, if you're still there, be safe.
Yeah, 100%.
Hope I feel like the whole world is just having some kind of, like, crazy weather or something going on right now. I don't know what's happening. I don't want to live there anymore, though.
I mean, climate change.
Climate change mixed with mass social media. So everyone hears about every storm around the world now. So there always seems like there's some massive cataclysm going on somewhere around the world because you actually hear about
something always. Yeah. As opposed to never hearing about anything, you know?
Yeah. There's this negative news after negative news nonstop, it seems, at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we just had wildfire season, then you go into hurricane season, then you go into
always
flu season's right around the corner.
Today we had tornado season was in there somewhere. We're getting into tornado season.
Yep. Awesome. Hey, we're going to keep the lines rolling, but we appreciate you calling in. And make sure.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys.
If you run into Elon, slip him an ATT card.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Tell them to pump that Dogecoin.
Yeah. Hey,
but tell him we're only available every other or first, second, and last Sunday of every month.
Yeah, he's got to work to our schedule.
He's got about 10 minutes, though.
So. Awesome. Yeah, if you don't have a story, you just want to chat to us, that's fine, too.
Yep. You want to say hi?
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, what's up? I'm Wayne from Missouri, and I got kind of a Wendigo story.
Oh, hell yeah, oh, Wayne. Cool. Let's hear it.
I think this might be the first Wendigo story.
It might be.
I've been trying to, like, hear more stories about it, but I just, you know, I don't hear many stories either, so I figured I'd tell mine.
Perfect.
Yeah, share it here. Hopefully someone else hears it and has heard something or seen something similar.
Right. So, this happened about 6 or 7 years ago, during deer season here, around our deer season goes from like November to January. So this was like mid season. So the first hunters that go out kind of got their pick. So now it's just the runts that are left. So, hold on, telling this story kind of freaks me out. So I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, take your time.
Calm down. But, so. I go out pretty early, like way before the sun comes up, probably at least an hour and a half before sunrise so that I don't spook anything. Maybe if they're still sleeping, they like calm down. So, it's about like 5 o'clock and I get in my stand and you can kind of see stiff silhouettes because of the moon right before the sun comes up. And, I was sitting in my stand I usually don't fall asleep. Because I like to watch and listen for stuff. And I see this thing. It's about, I sit on the edge of the field. There's a field in front of me and then a tree line and then a field behind the tree line. So I can kind of see pretty far.
Right.
The tree line's about 120 yards away from me across the field. And I see something come out of what our property line is. And it's like a deer. It's got a pretty big rack, but I can't really see because the brush and the hill, it goes down the hill and then there's a tree line. So I just see what I think is a deer moving, or it could be, you know, a group of turkey or something. They kind of look like that through the brush. But I decided to get my binoculars out. I'm looking through it, and I see what I think is a deer, and it keeps walking about 50 yards into the tree line. It's still in the tree line on the edge of the opposite field to me, and it stands up, and usually you don't see deer stand up, and it kind of freaks me out.
Okay.
So I get my scope out because I can see further with my scope than the binoculars that I had at the time, and it's like skinny. It's like a deer shape, but it's got really long limbs, and it was skinny, but it had like fur, like a deer fur that I could tell. I mean, it was thick and I could see the silhouette, so what I thought was fur, but it stood up and then it did its thing and then it just kind of walked off like a regular deer again, and never seen anything like it since.
Fucking creepy.
How tall would you estimate when it stood up?
I'd say maybe about 10 feet at most. But with its rack, it was probably added about 2 feet. So maybe 12, but it could have been like 8 feet and then 10 feet with the rack.
Yeah. And Jesus. There's no
way it had like CWD or anything like that. It's definitely a different creature.
No, I couldn't tell. I couldn't really see any details. It was just really a silhouette.
No, but like even if it had
because it was so dark.
Are you talking about the wasting disease?
Yeah, like it's chronic wasting disease, I think it's called CWD.
Yeah, I've never seen a deer up close myself with that wasting disease. But
yeah, I'm not really sure either. But I'm just saying like the height of a big deer, if it stood up on its hind legs, I can't see it being 10 feet fucking tall.
No, that's insane.
It stood up for a long time.
Right. Usually they can rear up right before they like charge or something, but they don't actually can't.
But its limbs like reached up and grabbed something. So I knew it wasn't really a deer up.
That's fuck.
But the even creepier thing is like a few years ago. So like it's been a few years since then. So a few years ago, you know, we go out on the property and, you know, we find like arrowheads and stuff after the field gets chilled up and it rains. And then a few miles down from us on the neighbor's property, they got like an Indian cave that they suspected because they found like pottery and stuff. So there's definitely like a Native American presence in that area too.
Oh, wow.
And that's where most of the stories of Wendigo come from, right?
Yep.
Right.
Well, and where did you see this again?
Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
There is like some people, and maybe it's people not sure of what a Wendigo is or stuff, and these are just crossing stories, but there is like a cryptid that people refer to as just not deer. And it's just deer that seemingly act strange and weird and are doing things that are uncharacteristic, like super fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And some people think they might be some sort of skinwalker.
Are they huge?
Yeah, I tried looking it up. I just really couldn't tell the difference between a skinwalker and a Wendigo.
Because people will see them and they everyone says like, I've seen deer. I've seen deer a million times. And you look at this thing and all of a sudden you're like, you get this really uneasy, anxious feeling. And then this deer, you know, it's almost like you're looking at it and it's not acting like any other deer. So this thing turning and standing up realizing that you were watching it right away, it's fucked up. That's some not deer shit.
That's not deer shit, no.
No. It was like, I mean, I went out there pretty early, so it was about an hour before I saw this thing that I was out there. So I've been sitting out there for an hour listening. And I really didn't hear anything until that started walking out.
And about how far away would you estimate through your scope when you're looking at it?
I would say maybe it was about 150 yards at least. Awesome. So it wasn't that far away, but it was pretty dark.
You got a good look through your scope.
Still too.
Yeah.
That's way too close.
That's too close.
Way too fucking close. Way too close.
But like it was pretty dark. So like through the brush, like it kind of blended in when it wasn't standing up. And then when it stood up, I was like, it really doesn't look like a deer.
No, it's 10-foot skinny deer that seemed like it had arms or something. You said like it reached up.
Yeah, I mean the trees were there, so it could have just pulled a branch down, but it looked like something reached up and.
God.
I mean it, and it was like skinny, so it was like it was a really big deer if it was a deer.
How fast did you run away after this?
It didn't really run away. It just kind of walked about like it.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh no, I stayed in the stand. I didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. How high is the stand?
Didn't move.
He's like, in fact, I'm still there.
I see the stand was like 10 feet.
Oh, so you just pick you right out of there. Maybe, no problem.
Maybe 12 feet.
Oh, you come.
But yeah, I just didn't want to move. I was like, if that thing doesn't know I'm here, I'm just going to let it do its thing.
You probably made the right move, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I agree.
Staying still.
Like, if it heard me getting down, who knows what it would have done, but yeah.
It just comes Hulk charging through the forest and just
bounced you in four steps. No, thank you. That doesn't sound fun at all, man.
That's a freaky story, man. I think that is definitely the first Wendigo story or something that could resemble a Wendigo.
I've been trying to find stories like it all the time, but you just don't really come across it.
If I had a gun, I would have mowed the whole forest down.
Kind of full predator on it.
Full predator style.
Just burn that fucking thing down.
It was a bolt action, so the rate of fire would have been pretty slow.
Just really slow. You could do it, but it would just take a really long time.
Right.
Well, that's a great story, though.
Yeah, it was
terrifying.
I'm glad I finally got to let it out so maybe other people.
Yeah, if you're around that area and you've seen a Wendigo or something similar.
Or just in the woods hunting and you've seen some fucking weird ass deer that are similar to the story you just heard, call in or write us.
Anything weird. All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, man.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Wait. Spooky, oh, dude, man. That one's... Imagine being him, like spooky. Staring through your scope and all of a sudden this thing just stands up. You're like, what the fuck?
If that thing got any closer, I'd be ready to turn that thing on me. Just fucking
end it all. It's over.
I'm just not into it.
You know how fucking silent you'd be? I would have been like holding my breath.
You'd be sobbing though. Yeah. You'd be crying in the same.
I should ask. Usually legends have the Wendigo. Usually its appearance is preceded by like unseasonable cold or stuff like that. Or it's usually got, I mean, because it's basically a rotting corpse, like it's usually has a strong smell that accompanies it as well.
Maybe it was just
that would be like
the
chronic wasting disease too, though. Those are basically like zombie fucking deerts.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, they're like fur and shit is like falling off their body and they're carrying around.
I mean, that could be possible.
But just the size of it, I mean, I'm trust this guy on his estimate. If like it stands up on
like,
a tree.
What's a big fucking buck? Like big one, and if it stood on its hind legs, how tall would
there's
that
some
be?
Big bucks.
There are big bucks, about 10 feet, and they can't stand up like that. Right?
No, they don't stand perfectly straight up. They're like angled.
They rear up though. They don't like get up and like they don't stay stationary on their hind legs like that. It's fucked.
They're evolving.
Just a new hybrid fucking super deer.
Yeah.
Super zombie deer.
It gets arms. Deer are scary enough on their own. Let's not let them evolve anymore. All right, we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels. You're on.
Hello?
Gotcha.
Oh, hey, this is Father Puff from Twitter.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you can hear him. All right, well, I got a Ouija board story.
Oh, Ouija, that. I got the perfect Ouija.
Yeah. But,
the devil's game.
Other than that, it takes back to like 2002. So it's basically when we're young, like around like 6 years old to like, you know, seven, about up to 13, cousins and all that.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect age to start fooling around with the dark arts.
Yep. Yeah.
Definitely. I'm very skeptical of that. But anyway, it takes place in the projects where I used to live. And we, you know, parents go out, leave the kids alone, you know, with their favorite cousins and stuff that I'd like to scare. And anyways, you know, we got the Ouija board from my parents' room and stuff, and we start playing. But it kind of takes...
Wait, why did your parents have a Ouija board?
Into some freaky stuff, man. It's all good.
Hispanic families, man.
I know that story.
Yeah, they're all into that. I mean, they'd be playing Ouija board and all that stuff. But anyways, so we start playing, you know, older siblings and cousins be, you know, scaring you and moving the thing around. Not too sure if it was them or the Ouija board itself. But as they went on, you know, it's a two-story, like, place we're in, the home. And the hallway is all dark down there. But as we're playing, we hear some thumping downstairs. And we check it out. Of course, you know, we're creeping out, all scared. And all we just see is literally just a, you know, gray light, you know, the static from the TV just turned on by itself. And other than that, they're like literally like wondering what it was. And all you can hear is movement downstairs. And we weren't too sure whether it was one of the other cousins playing the prank or whatnot. And as it got a little worse, we heard thump in the attic, like footsteps, heavy footsteps. But other than that, like, it literally got more worse. Even after we said goodbye and all that, you know, because I don't know how the Ouija board works or anything, but we went some way with it.
That's the way you should play.
You play without knowing. That's the best
figure it
way.
Out as you go along.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's pretty traumatizing. Because even after like all that happened, we ran downstairs to literally go out to the front door. But the lights kept flickering, and I don't know if it was either a camera bill, oh, not a camera, my bad, the light bill or something. It's the project, so shit happened.
There's like, some faulty wiring in the projects.
I was a skeptical kid. I was like 6 years old at the time.
I don't know, man. It sounds like you got paranormally activated, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah, it. But after that, we tried going to the kitchen, running to the door, and... The weird thing is, like, as soon as we all got piled at the door, trying to, you know, we're all panicking, trying to open the door as fast as possible, we hear steps coming down real fast, like if someone else was behind us. And we're just staring, waiting for that person to come out. But they never came out. So we're just, like, panicking and trying to open, like, the door itself. And by the time we got it, the parents came home, like, perfect timing. But, you know, after they came at the club, like around like,
what are the chances they stayed home and just fucked with you guys?
I kind of doubt it. You know, they would have missed a night out, you know, who wouldn't want to watch the kids?
It'd be tough to mimic the footprints or the footsteps up in the attic.
I don't know. It was pretty creepy, but it didn't stop there. Like, it kept going. Even when the cousins left, it would be like a night where it would just be me, my other two siblings and the mom's boyfriend. And it happened during like around like I guess like 1 a.m. We hear some thumping in the attic again. The thing that comes to my mind as a kid is The Grudge. I fucking feel, oh my god, that shit's scary though. Attics, The Grudge. Yep. But other than that, we heard footsteps again in the attic. Possibility raccoons, but it sounds more like, you know, like boots. But my mom's boyfriend went to go check it out, but he was pretty scared himself, so we ended up sleeping downstairs again. And the TV turns on at that time too, and we hear more thumps on the top of the attic or so. But yeah, pretty much we're just traumatized from there.
No kidding.
Yeah, but as I got old, you know, I still don't believe it. I mean, I'm kind of like trying to figure out myself if it was real or not. I mean, I'm 50-50 with things. You know, I believe in aliens, but also kind of don't. You know, who knows? But other than that, yeah, that's what pretty much happened in 2002, I believe. It was 2002.
And you haven't, that time. You haven't played again since? Like, played as an adult or anything?
As an adult? I mean, not yet. I have one in my trunk I bought recently. I'm ready to test it out.
Do me a favor. Make sure you open it up, put it on your table, leave the planchette firmly in the middle.
Don't listen to him.
Firmly.
Do not listen to him.
For at least 2 weeks. And
Do it.
And just keep checking in every day and let me know what happens.
That's the Lord of Darkness speaking through Zell right now. Don't do it.
Yeah, if you want to talk to Zell later, do that.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna be selling Zell.
Isn't Bill a vampire?
We're all related.
No, but I actually have been like looking for that, you know, that feeling again, wherever that, you know, that activity. So I've been to like the haunted cemeteries in San Antonio and what else? I've been to Yorktown. They're a little haunted memorial hospital, but we weren't able to get in there. But really, when I did go to those haunted places, nothing really happened. It was just more of the fear of getting shot because, you know, it's Texas, man. Everybody carries near in someone's private property.
Yep.
But other than that, I didn't get anything. It was just more of just silence. I've been haunting for that stuff like for a good while. I mean, just to get the feel of scare again. Because, you know, kind of got boring. But the next step will be Memorial Hospital in Laredo. Yeah, there's opening. I've been seeing these videos on like famous TikTokers that actually go places, but they're like, how do you say it? They can't really give full evidence that it's real or they believe in it, but you know, they show well, they're what too they busy see in the land. That's not. But other than that, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking for that stuff so I can, you know, throw some ideas into my filming. That's what I plan on doing for the future.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had an idea for y'all guys if I ever, you know, go through the building civil by any means, Grace.
So,
but other than that, you a friend of the
So make sure to play Ouija board soon.
Oh, yeah.
And leave the planchette open.
Play Ouija board.
Summon all portals to hell and get back to us.
Oh, will do, will do.
On this plane or the next?
Yeah, somewhere.
I mean, I will record it, and I'm not going to make the video long. If something's short, you know, if anything happens, but I kind of doubt it's going to happen.
If something happens, you we're the first people you got to reach out to.
Oh, definitely.
If you can. If you still are able, yes.
Oh.
And if you can't, reach out the next time we play Ouija.
Yeah, we'll summon you.
Oh.
I think yeah, that's how it works. It's like fucking cool. Jumanji. It just sucks you into the board.
Perhaps.
Oh. Yeah, Robert Williams is a good movie. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I haven't really, you know, countered anything like that besides friends of mine, but I don't know. They're not really, what's the word? Not a good source or not a good source. Not really believable. They're more of like fucking around wise. Like they're more of like into scaring you instead of actually, you know, being there with you to experience it.
Right.
But you never know.
Never people know.
Like to cool pranks and stuff.
All right, brother. We're going to take a couple more calls for tonight, but thanks for calling in and sharing that story.
No problem. This is Father Puff on Alien Fears Theorizing.
Boom.
All right,
cheers.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Ouija boards ain't no joke, man.
Nope.
Ain't no joke.
It's amazing that he's even going to play again. If I ever got a reaction like that, I wouldn't even come back to your fucking house ever again. Ever again.
Blacklisted for man.
No joke. Yeah, blacklist myself.
I've been still working on getting a demon board. One that's actually made with blood.
You got too much time on your hands, man. Just find something else to do.
Yeah.
It's just...
you got a couple hours a week to search for demon boards.
So it's a work. It's a work thing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a company venture.
It's for the podcast. It's a work thing.
Company venture. All right. Let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Connor. This is Connor from Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock. New Lubbock lights.
Lubbock lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've grown up in Lubbock, and my family's from Lubbock. In fact, my great-grandfather is Weir Klim, the leading sheriff of that case.
Oh, cool.
And, shit, no way.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to call and give you guys a thumbs up on covering the case. You're one of the only guys that actually cover it. And you guys did a great job and wanted to give my input on it since... It's kind of been a bedside story for my family, as they told us.
Please,
That's a ringing endorsement by Connor from Lubbock, Texas, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. We want to hear what you got to say about the case.
the first time I heard about it, I had mentioned something to my dad, and he was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, it's a really big big deal in our family because we had all the case files from it originally. It was kind of passed down through our family, and one of the big things that a lot of people didn't realize was when the story broke, my my grandfather originally had said that it was a UFO, but when they were doing the Blue Book, the FBI was coming down and interviewing people.
Right.
Yeah, Rupelt,
they had mentioned to him that it wouldn't be good for his career if he would continue telling people it was a UFO. So after that, he had redacted what he had said. And every time after that, leading all the way up to his death, he had always mentioned that it was a ball of light, or it was an anomaly, or he would not go on the record anymore saying that that it was a UFO. And right after he had gone and followed up with the case and chased the light from Loveland to Lubbock, he had gone back with my grandfather and showed him where the spacecraft had landed, and took a few photos of kind of this strange scorch mark, like in the turf or in the street where it had landed. So that's a lot of the stuff that nobody really talked about, was how big a deal it was that there was like somewhat some evidence left over from it. And he talked about how when he would go out, he noticed all of like the plant life and stuff in that area had been like uprooted and blown out and kind of disrupted in that area. And so he stated that it must have had some form of propulsion that didn't make much noise, or some kind of way to disrupt the land when it actually had set down. In fact, I didn't even know about the FBI or anybody coming out there until I had looked at a declassified file, I guess, when they released the Blue Book study, that they actually had sent people out there and had redacted a lot of the original, like stated stuff. And so they had gone in and removed a lot of the stuff. And one of the big things was he wrote down in that file all the streets and where all the locations were. He helped, like, map out where everybody saw it. And when I got that, I went back and tried to retrace all the roads that were like the key locations where everybody had seen it. And a lot of the roads they paved over and they're no longer there, and you can't get to them. They're back road stuff. But I just wanted to give you guys a shout out, and you guys did a great job covering it and did pretty great on kind of letting people know about it, because I feel like for all the weird anomalies that happen in this area, it's kind of all in that tight little area. Like, I live in Lubbock, and the Lubbock lights was kind of a big deal, and then I think it was like 10 years later then the Loveland lights happened.
You're definitely saying they weren't plovers.
Plovers, the birds.
No,
because that's the official story.
I can't talk about the level or the Lubbock ones, because that was covered by the people in Lubbock, and my grandfather was part of Hockley County, which covers Loveland and that specific area.
Right.
He and his deputy were the ones that chased the light for a half hour. He was going. One of his things he used to tell my grandfather was he was traveling about I think he said 125 miles an hour, and it wasn't making any progress on how fast the object was moving. He was just barreling down. In fact, when he usually talked about it, he would always be really wary about it. But I was always under the impression I think when they came out for the Lubbock lights 10 years earlier, and that got headway and made a lot of press, I think when they came back out to Loveland, they wanted to set an example for any stories in that area. And so they really came down hard from the Levelland lights and told them, no, it was ball lightning or it was an atmosphere thing or anything like that. I think they were just kind of squashing the story. And so it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, trying to bury it. That's a cool case, though. That was a fun one to do. And if you're listening to this story and you want to learn more about it and you haven't listened to it yet, it's case file 171 on the podcast. If you want to go back and check it out. Hey, all right, brother. We're gonna maybe take one more call for the night. But hey, we appreciate that. That's really cool. Do you have anything
super cool?
Do you have anything like classified that you can't share on the air, but you could send us privately?
I would have to ask my dad. I know he has a lot of the original case files and stuff and photos. I know there were photos that weren't released, but I'll have to ask him if he can take some pictures for us.
Ask him. Do it.
They're just scorch marks in the floor, so I don't know if that's
still cool to
anything
us.
Amazing, but
it's cool to us.
Thanks again, guys.
Hey, right. Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. That was awesome.
Hey, that was so night. Rad. Bye.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
So cool.
Part of like a family story has been passed down. It's like his grandfather's like investigating that case.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a damn cool story.
Yeah. The whole time he's told us that, though, as soon as he said that, I was just like, holy fuck, I really hope we didn't reenact anything with his, or his grandpa.
did we fuck something up really bad?
Like, you got him just right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's going on? Yeah, Meltdown? Studio Meltdown?
Something's happened on my screen.
Uh-oh.
The Skype number's been deactivated. I got this.
What?
What the? I've never seen.
They knew we were talking to somebody with classified information. They shut us down.
I've never seen that before. Now
they finally cut us.
My screen's been taken over. I have this message.
What the hell?
I got this message on my screen here. This message is from the alien theorists Illuminati. We are watching you. We have infiltrated your group and are slowly infiltrating your minds. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Check those email. Or was it? No. Check those emails, alien theorists. There is a surprise for many. An invitation, maybe? A warning? We know. And you just look to find out. We only want the best, brightest, most influential among you. So remember to check those emails and watch for us because we are watching you from the shadows where the dark gets darker. Oh, someone's fucking trying to troll us here or something.
Well, we didn't get any emails, so obviously we're not the brightest.
Nope.
We will be sponsoring one lucky monkey theorist for a year on Patreon. We have the means to grow your fan base and we will do what we can. We will send you an email directly or through one of your followers. Be on the lookout and watch the shadows where the dark gets darker. What?
What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
I don't like, did you come up? Is that you? Or like, what's happening?
Are
here?
You the,
is, are you what?
Alien Theorist Illuminati, ATI?
ATT? Are we doing a contest for people?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what this is on my screen.
Is this a contest for us?
Not monsters versus
this is not my, this is not my thing. This is not my thing.
Who sent it?
I don't know. It just popped up on my screen. Oh, now there's something else. What the fuck, man?
The following announcement has been paid for by Alien Theorist Illuminati.
This is Kevin Nash. This goes out to Zell, Brandon, Dan, Andrew, Byron. I guess the entire conspiracy. And this is, of course, brought to you by the Alien Theorists, the Illuminati, and I think also the all-seeing brown eye. Congratulations on 200 pods being absolute legends. Not only these are espresso pods, invasion of the body snatcher pods. I don't know what kind of pods these are. I guess I'm out of the loop. But then again, I'm not a Freemason, so I don't even know the fucking handshake. I've heard about the Vampire Zells, the Perfectionists, the Spot-On Accents, the Mongoose Stories. I've heard of all these. To me, it sounds like shit that goes on out there in the Grove. you guys look at the owl. So maybe this is some Bohemian Grove wacky shit or Comet Pizza. I really don't know. Just wanted to throw some love your way. This is from a fake wrestler into your fake land. And I am absolutely enthralled to do this. Where am I?
So. What
the fuck? Okay. So is Kevin Nash the Alien Theorist Illuminati?
Did Kevin Nash just talk to us while he was taking his shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I want to know. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that was amazing.
The fact that Kevin Nash called me Brandon fills my heart with joy. Diesel himself. Holy, that was cool.
I know whose fingers or prints are all over that.
Alien Theorist Illuminati taking over the feed. It unfortunately crashed the number, so that will be there'll be no more calls tonight. But that's we're over the hour cap anyway, so just worked out. That was ridiculous and awesome.
Well, thank you to the ATI, whoever you are, for sending that. Childhood Braden was losing his mind there.
Yeah, that was amazing. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this after. This is for, yeah. I don't know how that happened or where that came from. But that was fucking dope.
Fuck yeah.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.